Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. It is that time of year when you should avoid Midtown East. That's because of the UN General Assembly, whose annual meeting gets going today. Let's go live to our Glenn Shuck.
Now, let's give you an idea about how impossible it's going to be to drive in this area this week. The city says the average speed of driving Midtown East is going to be 4 miles per hour. That's it. To put that in perspective, a brisk walk is between 3 and 4 miles an hour. A livery driver, Tommy Fahey, tells me he's going to be in so much traffic in these next few days. In between jobs, he actually stops and takes a nap.
Yeah,
that just like behind the driver's seat, or what do you do?
Depending how much time do I have to sleep. If it's like a long gap, I fold the seats down. I can just lay down flat.
There he is in the back of his Suburban, taking a few hours. Police Commissioner Tisch says to stay away from this area.
First Avenue will be closed from 42nd Street to 48th Street, and 44th Street through 48th Street will be closed from First Avenue to 2nd.
Yeah, what a mess. Every day this is going to be this week. 150 heads of state, creating a real headache for many of us. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here near the UN.
On the heels of TWU International President John Samuelson saying this last week at their convention in Vegas,
Eric Adams is now Mayor Backstabber.
The union has launched an ad campaign blasting the mayor for backing a shutdown of the carriage horse industry here in New York City, a move Samuelson says he takes personally.
Eric Adams has betrayed 170 blue-collar transport workers union horse and carriage drivers that operate in and around Central Park. He's betraying commitments that he made to me personally, to the Transport Workers Union Local 100 personally.
This $1 million ad campaign, which includes radio, TV, and print, kicked off Friday with full-page ads in several papers. We know that the plans for casinos in Times Square and Hudson Yards aren't happening, but what about over near the UN? A vote on that comes today at the final meeting of the Freedom Plaza Community Advisory Committee. Michael Hirschman is CEO of Soloviev Group. He tells 1010 Winds their plan would create some 25,000 construction jobs and affordable apartments.
Two residential towers with over 1,000 units, all of which will be affordable housing. And it's most affordable housing that's been built in Manhattan, in recent history, if ever.
Well, no public comment is scheduled at today's meeting. The Manhattan Community Board will meet at 10 a.m. This is Community Board 6. Indulging in dessert and then instantly burning off those calories. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, that was the scene in the city yesterday. But of course, there's a catch. You gotta run for it.
It's no secret. Runners need carbs for fuel. But how about a sweet one mid-run?
I think we're gonna get all the carbs on the course.
And that they will. It's a half marathon hosted by media group Tipster, welcoming folks that love to run and a good pastry. Founder Simon Evers with the event's rundown.
We're doing 8 stops at the best bakeries in New York. We had 17,000 people who tried to get in, and we basically just want to showcase the bakery scene.
But Jessica here, one of the lucky 100 that got in out of
17,000. Are you kidding? Oh my gosh.
And they're off at a steady pace, ready to stuff their face. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at La Cabra.
The fight is on in Suffolk County now over a pot shop that was ordered to close down but has not. In fact, Southampton town officials served the Charlie Fox dispensary with a cease and desist order, saying the store failed to get town permission or the necessary operating permits. In response, co-owner James Malias told Newsday they're fully licensed by the state and no town permits are required. He adds that despite that, they filed for a town permit under protest to show good faith, but that the town is slow rolling the process. So it turns out all these years later, New York City did have documents detailing what City Hall knew about the dangerous toxins at Ground Zero in the wake of the 9/11 terror attacks. The Daily News says the sudden turnaround was announced in court documents filed last Tuesday. It comes following their report on the 24th anniversary of 9/11, which said the city's own Department of Investigation was preparing to receive volumes of data on the matter from a number of city agencies. That was in response to the city council having ordered the DOI to launch a probe. When asked about all of this, a City Hall spokesperson said they cannot comment on pending litigation, but remain dedicated to getting 9/11 victims and their families the answers they need. Looming large over the New Jersey gubernatorial debate, President Trump, Democrat Mikey Sherrill, numerous times sought to link Jack Cittarelli, the Republican, to the far-right MAGA movement.
He'll do whatever Trump tells him to do, and I will fight anybody to work for you.
Cittarelli.
We're the worst place in the country in which to do business. These are the issues. My opponent will blame all these things on the president. Make no mistake. The party that's controlled our legislature for 25 years.
A 12-year-old boy asked the candidates how both would restore trust in New Jersey's government following the arrest and conviction of former Senator Robert Menendez.
This is the most nonpartisan race I've run because I think people have lost a lot of faith in both parties. And it's really important right now in this race that here in New Jersey, in this state, as we're holding the line.
I've never broken the law. And so you don't have to worry about that. And we'll set the tone for the way that public service ought to be.
When asked about the murder of Charlie Kirk, both candidates condemned political violence and vowed to defend free speech.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.